Amen. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Hebrews this morning, Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11. We start from verse 11 and verse 12. I'd like for us to read. As we study this passage of Scripture this morning, I'd like for us to consider our measure of maturity. Measure your maturity. That's the title of our sermon this morning. Measure your maturity. Hebrews chapter 5, note there in verse 11 and 12, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Let's bow for prayer. Our God, we are so thankful for the opportunity to worship collectively this morning, and we pray now that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit. Please teach us, O God, encourage us, strengthen us, even rebuke us, O Lord, if needs be, that we might be changed and transformed into the image of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray, Amen. The book of Hebrews is a wonderful book. It begins with the word God. It is the only book of the Bible that begins with God. And the author of the book of Hebrews is God. I believe that's why it begins with God, the first word in this book. God was addressing his people. This book was written to Hebrew Christians. And the application is for us all, as God's people, of course. And some of these Hebrew Christians were tempted to go back into Judaism for a number of reasons. Others were in need of spiritual maturity. So I'd like for us to take a few moments and study this passage of Scripture here in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. I'd like to challenge you to measure your maturity, that is, your spiritual maturity before God. Let's note here in verse number 11 the dilemma. The dilemma. God said to his people, of whom we have many things to say. There are many things I want to teach you, God is saying to his people. There are many things I want to teach you. Note the first two words there in verse 11, of whom. He's referring to Jesus Christ. In verses 1 to 10, the Bible spells out that Jesus Christ is our great high priest. And here in verse number 11, of whom we have many things to say. In other words, there are many things I want to teach you as God addresses his people. My friend, may I remind you, the Word of God is an endless well of truth. The Lord Jesus said in John 16:12, I have yet many things to say unto you. The Word of God is full of gold, precious gold. We have many things to say, of whom we have many things to say. The Word of God is that endless well of truth. And there is much to learn from the Word of God. And as God addressed these Hebrew Christians, he said, there's so much I want to teach you. There's so much to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he went on to say in verse number 11, and hard to be uttered. Difficult to be spoken, truth difficult to explain and to be understood. The context, verses 1 to 10, is referring to the person and work of Jesus Christ. And he's just spelled out that Jesus Christ is our great high priest, appointed by God the Father, who appeared to Abraham as Melchizedek. See, Jesus Christ is central to all of the Scriptures. And there is much for you and I to learn about his person and work. In Luke 24:27 it reads, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all, in all the Scriptures, the things concerning himself." So as God addressed these Hebrew believers, he said, "There's so much I want to teach you. And much of what I want to teach you is not easy to comprehend. It's hard to be uttered. It's hard to explain." The inspired, inerrant Word of God reveals to us the very mind of God. And some parts of the Bible are difficult to understand and to apply personally. In fact, in 2 Peter 3:16, the Bible reads, "As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest or destroy, as they do also other scriptures unto their own destruction." Beloved, we can be led astray because of a failure to understand Bible truth. And as God addressed these Christians, he was concerned for them. He said, "Look, there's so much I want to teach you. And there's so much I want to teach you that is difficult to comprehend. It's difficult for me to utter, to explain, and for you to understand and apply personally." This is his dilemma. And then verse 11 goes on to read, "Seeing ye are dull of hearing." So God's dilemma is this, that God wants to teach us so much. Beloved, God wants to teach you so much from his precious word. The word of God is an endless well of truth. The precious word of God. You cannot exhaust this blessed book. It is a wealth of knowledge, and God wants us to know so much more. And as he addressed these Hebrew believers, God is saying to his people, "There's so much I want you to know about our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus Christ is central to the Scriptures, and there's so much that I want you to know that is not easy to comprehend. It's difficult to comprehend, but yet there's so much I want you to know. "Seeing ye are dull of hearing." So we see an appeal here. The word dull there in verse 11 means to be sluggish, to be slothful. Slothfulness leads to poverty, does it not? In Proverbs 10:4 reads, "He that becometh poor, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich." In the area of a knowledge of God's Word, and in the area of understanding and applying the Word of God to one's life, God is saying to his people that ye are dull of hearing. The quantity of truth and the application of that truth, which we call wisdom. Wisdom is the application of biblical truth. And as God addressed these Hebrew believers, he said, "Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing." Now why were they dull of hearing? Well, go back to chapter 4, verse 7, please. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7. The second part of that verse reads, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts."
because of the deliberate hardening of heart, these Christians were not gaining that greater knowledge and that greater understanding concerning the Lord Jesus Christ within the Scriptures. Their hearts were like the wayside hearer. There in the parable, the sower and the seed, Matthew 13. The Word of God doesn't penetrate the heart because of the hard soil, and the evil one comes along and snatches away the precious Word of God. And God tells His people, of whom we have many things, as much I want you to know. Oh, but Pastor, you might say this, I know so much. Beloved, there's so much more there is to know within the Word of God. Oh, but Pastor, I understand so much, but my friend, there is so much more we need to understand in the Word of God. I just started the book of Isaiah again today. I thought, wow, this is heavy stuff. This is wonderful. There's so much more we can all learn from the precious Word of God. There's so much more quantity of truth that we can gain, and there's so much more application of that truth to our lives that we can benefit from. And God was concerned about these Hebrew believers. He said, I've got so much I want to teach you, and much of what I want to teach you is not easy to understand, seeing ye are sluggish, ye are dull of hearing. And then he goes on to say in verse number 12, and he rebukes them in verse 12. He said, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers. These Hebrew believers had a dietary problem. The dilemma was that God wanted to teach them so much. And much of what he wanted to teach them was not easy to comprehend. And their problem was dietary. Note there in verse 12, he said, from when for the time, in other words, by now, ye ought to be teachers. These Hebrew Christians had a dietary problem. Many health issues stem back to a poor diet. Amen, Pastor. Wake up, Australia. Let me say it one more time. Many health issues stem back to what? A poor diet. Yes. Yes. Many of our problems is because we don't look after our bodies and we fill our bodies with a lot of junk and rubbish. And we pay heavily because of that. And so likewise, many of God's people have problems spiritually because they have a poor spiritual diet. And God said to His people here in verse 12, for when for the time, in other words, by now, ye ought to be teachers. By now, Hebrew Christians, ye ought to be teaching others. Time should equate to experience. Would you not expect me as your pastor, after 31 years in the ministry, to have a measure of knowledge and wisdom?